Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Elon Musk is planning to talk about a new brain chip later this week. Tony, are you open to a brain chip?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and it depends. Is it barbecue flavor? Then I might be. Actually, I don't really like the barbecue flavors. Of all of the potato chip flavors, the ones that I think I like the most are the sour cream and onion. Do you like those?
No. Barbecue,
you don't like
baby.
Those?
Barbecue chips. Come on. That's a staple in America. Even where you grew
it's
up
too...
on Long Island, they had to have barbecue chips.
They did, but they're too sweet.
Oh.
They're sugar-coated. I mean, I really...
Typically,
no,
you
sorry,
don't
I don't
like
them.
Sourpuss.
Don't like them. That's a good point you make. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Sixers go home, the Nets target Pop, and the Dodgers are rolling. But we begin today with Luka Doncic. He hit a step-back three when everybody in America knew he was going to shoot, and he beat the Clippers in overtime yesterday to even that series at 2-2. Doncic had 43 points, 17 rebounds, and 13 assists, rare air occupied by only Oscar Robertson and Charles Barkley in a playoff game. Wilbon, what did you think of the performance, and what does it mean for the Clippers?
Tony, the performance, as you know, since you and I were on the phone, doing what everybody else in America is doing, which is going, ah! I mean, it's a scream out loud moment. It doesn't matter who you're rooting for. It's just, can you appreciate the game, the result, the drama, and this kid, his level of talent and poise and savvy. He just turned 21 years old fairly recently, Tony. And so Luka Doncic, I mean, he's up there. I mean, I would take, if you said, who are you going to, you're going to start a team, right? Who are you going to take? Okay, you're not going to take LeBron. Of course you take LeBron for any game, but at 35, you wouldn't start a new franchise, a new team with a 35-year-old guy or Chris Paul at 34 or certain guys who are, and maybe you do go with Kawhi, who I think is 29, but Tony, Doncic would have to be near, if not at the top of your list. And what does it mean for the Clippers? The Clippers are now locked into at least a six-game series in which you've got to think that Dallas is going to get its second-best player back on the court, and they're playing with house money. Nobody thought they would win. The Mavericks are playing with house money here. I still expect the Clippers to win, but it's going to be hard.
All right, so let me tell people, you know, in full disclosure, what happened yesterday after that shot. Within 2 seconds, I called you, and the moment I heard you say hello, I said, you tell me right now who's better than this guy. Because, you know, a lot of people may be as good, but right now, who's better than Doncic? And then we talked about who we thought of when we thought of Doncic. And my first reaction, because of the wow factor and the fact that the ball's in his hand all the time, I thought of Pete Maravich. And you mentioned Magic Johnson, and I like that because Magic Johnson was very calm. He was very confident. He was very measured. The game seemed to slow down around Magic Johnson as it does with Doncic. But this kid right now, again, at 21, he's a complete wow. In terms of the Clippers, Mike, if it goes to, and I should tell people, you pick the Clippers in every game.
So
you're 2-2 at the moment.
I do.
You're 2-2.
Yeah.
If it goes to 7, you play all year for home court at 7. There's no home court.
No.
So that changes the dynamic for an underdog, right?
Yes, but Tony, I think the favorite always feels a little more pressure. Tony, Kawhi Leonard yesterday was great himself.
He was
down
great.
The stretch. His team didn't win. But Tony, he made the play and it wasn't a shot. He made the pass to put his team ahead with under 10 seconds left. It's going to get overlooked. But if you're talking about who I would choose to win a game tonight, would it be Doncic? No, as great as he's been. It'd be Kawhi Leonard, because I've seen him do it multiple times. And, Tony, I think that Kawhi Leonard is going to be the guy that tips this in favor of the Clippers, which is why they went out and got him.
Let me just say this. The guy who's not going to be the guy is your guy, Playoff P.
Oh,
Paul George.
Come on, don't go
there. At the moment, yesterday, 3 of 14, 1 of 7 from 3, 9 points, a triple single. Yeah, he names himself Playoff P. What are we watching?
Hey,
we're watching the
playoffs. He can
play
defense, he can pass the ball, he can rebound. Paul, he is going to have to play 2 for the Clippers to win, and I think he will. I do. With the Sixers out of the bubble, their coach may be out of a gig. The Athletic reports that the team is expected to part ways with Brett Brown. though it's unclear as to when, could be any moment now. Philly got swept by Boston yesterday in a series the Sixers played without their injured star Ben Simmons. Tony, do you expect major changes to a team that came so close to the Eastern Conference Finals last season? Bounce, bounce, bounce out.
Yeah, like you, I expect the coach to be gone. Even the players said the coach should be gone. I believe Josh Richardson said, you know, he's got to take accountability. He's part of this whole thing. So he's gone. In terms of major changes, no, because I think you have to wait for Ben Simmons to get back. Ben Simmons is an all-star, and the ball is always in his hand. Now, the knock on him is that he's not a good shooter. Jason Kidd, never a good shooter. Magic Johnson, early in his career, not a good shooter. I think you wait and see what Embiid and Simmons can do together before you make major changes.
Tony, I've been going back and forth on this because of the whole stupid process, which I liked to make fun of. And I'll kick them when they're down because I hated the process. It was just tanking to get more picks, and people somehow thought that was brilliant. But let me just mention some salaries, okay, that are going to be incurred by the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid, $29.5 million next season. Ben Simmons, $29.2 million. Al Horford, $27.5 million. And Tobias Harris, who, by the way, showed some courage yesterday by getting up after busting his head open and coming back, $33.5 million next year. How many of those are you going to be able to get rid of if you want to rework that team? So it seems to me, Tony, the first thing that the Sixers might have to try Elton Brand, because this is now on his plate, even though he wasn't part of the process, he did sign Horford. He is going to have to bring in a coach, Tony, who can look at these pieces and say, I can fit them differently. I'll make this puzzle a little differently than Brett Brown did, and we go from here. I think that's what, maybe you can move one of those pieces, but who would you move, Embiid or Simmons, if you were going to move one of the linchpins? Who would you deal?
Well, I would not move either of them until another full year went by.
Right.
I mean, they're young, and I would want to see that. In terms of Elton Brand, he let J.J. Redick go and Jimmy Butler go, right?
Well, they were leaving, you know, it looked like anyway, based on what had happened the previous season.
You can keep people if you make them a good enough offer. And in terms of that coach, I am quite confident that people in Philadelphia will look to Jay Wright at Villanova. I don't know whether he'll take it. He's a Philadelphia boy. You know, maybe he looks around at Brad Stevens and says, I can do this too. But that's who they're going to look at. According to The Athletic, the Brooklyn Nets, speaking of looking for coaches, are interested in Greg Popovich coaching their team next season and will explore that possibility. Popovich has coached the San Antonio Spurs the past, get this, 26 years. And he has won 5 championships there. But the Nets will have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant on the court next season. Wilbon, can you see Popovich going to the Nets?
Tony, I wrestle with this one, too. I mean, from a basketball standpoint, I guess I could. I mean, look, he'd be walking into a lineup. And by the way, no disrespect to Jay Wright, who we both know and like a lot. But if you're the Sixers, what, you don't want to talk to Pop? If Pop's on the move and you got that roster of people I just read, you don't want Greg Popovich walking through that door? Of course you do. So anybody would want Greg Popovich. The question becomes, is he tired of San Antonio or Texas or his existence there? Or, you know, culturally and politically, does Pop feel like going somewhere else and feeling life there before it's time to step away? I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows. We can just read the tea leaves and do all that kind of stuff that people who do what we do. I have a hard time seeing it, Tony, but I would try to go after him. If I thought that door was cracked, ajar even an inch, I would try to go get Greg Popovich.
I agree with that. I think from a basketball point of view, if you are the Nets and your general manager, Sean Marks, is a guy who played for Popovich and coached under Popovich, and you've got Kevin Durant who played for Popovich on part of the Olympic staff, you would go after him.
Yep.
And you would say to him, you can't win in the West with San Antonio now, but you maybe could come and win in the East right now with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. But the magic name is Kyrie Irving. Why does Greg Popovich, why does a man of accomplishment, a man of stature, want to coach a guy who will undermine his authority from the first moment he gets there? Kyrie Irving is, to me, uncoachable. Kevin Durant, may very well be coachable and may be the ticket to all of this. But you talk about him moving, Mike. I don't know that he wants to move to a big city, and I don't know that he wants an aggressive press corps. He's got a pretty good deal where he is, and he's got the Olympics, and he's my age. Why is he doing this? So,
because he wants to win one more time, and you just said it. He can't win with this group of Spurs in the West. He knows the teams above him, but you look in the East, you look at Philly remaking themselves, Milwaukee's still uncertain. I mean, Toronto's really good, but they got free agents coming up. There's a window, Tone. There really is for Greg Popovich if he wants to do that.
Let's take a break, but coming up, Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray combined for 101 points.
And have the Dodgers now established themselves as the clear team to beat.
From a basketball standpoint, it's interesting Popovich facing that.
From a red state, blue state Popovichian standpoint, it might be the thing for him to do.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time. I'm not sure how you all got my home address. We're going to roll with it. Let me get the first one, if I can open this thing.
How do you get the mailbox to the attic?
Here we go.
What's going on over there?
Donovan Mitchell's 51 beat Jamal Murray's 50 in the Jazz win yesterday. Are these historic point totals more about good offense or bad defense?
Tony, there was a lot of great offense going on. And to watch that game live, even though Donovan Mitchell often had too much space because Denver's defense is terrible, he had to make some incredible shots to get to 51 points. And only the third guy, I think, to score 50 points twice in a series, Allen Iverson, Michael Jordan, the others. But, Tony, there's some bad defense. Denver has allowed the opponent to shoot 50% or better six of its last seven games. That's insanely bad defense. And Utah is not going to be thought of to be up there with, like, the bad boy Pistons either. There's some bad defense. There's some great offense, Tony. Jamal Murray has become a major player in the bubble.
So I agree with this. I agree with the notion that for 3.5 months, people had nothing to do but shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
The basketball has to go in for you to score, and they can really shoot. But some teams play no defense at all. The Nets allowed 150, played no defense at all. And in your favorite series, Dallas and the Clippers, each is allowing the other about 6,000 points a game.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one.
A lot of both. A lot of both, Tony.
Have the Dodgers convinced you that they are baseball's team to beat?
I'm not even sure the Dodgers are the team to beat in the NL West. You know who I'll take? And I know we did our tiny little baseball preview at the start of this season, whatever this is. I said the Dodgers. I picked the Dodgers. Well, now I'm going back on that. I'll take the Padres, who've also won 7 straight in division. They have, for my money, the most exciting player in baseball, Fernando Tatis Jr., with Machado and Will Myers and Hosmer in that lineup, Tony. And the Padres are exciting. You can't take your eyes off Tatis Jr. I'm taking the Padres, not the Dodgers.
So I'm going to stay with the Dodgers. They're 22-8 at the moment, which is a 119-win pace. Here's what they lead the majors in right now. runs, home runs, ERA, and bullpen ERA. What else is there? That's all there is to lead the majors in. Now, the problem, and the reason you say what you say is because we have seen the Dodgers get knocked out.
In division,
even if they
too.
Get to the World Series, they don't win the World Series. Something always happens. But at the moment, they're the best team.
They're the best at the moment. I'm projecting. The San Diego Padres. How
exciting.
The Grand
this mailbox.
Slam Diego. Have you been paying attention to them?
No, did Dustin Johnson's win feel historic to you?
Well, it was historic. I don't know if it felt historic to me. You know, it's only at Kapalua. You know, PGA Tour has had three guys go 30 under ever, twice at Kapalua, where the courses are so receptive and it's the beginning of the year and they want people to watch golf and they hype it up and they make it so easy. That was not the case yesterday. It was the first time that somebody went 30 under somewhere other than Kapalua. And it was Dustin Johnson, Tony, who is number one in the world. So it's not like he just appeared out of nowhere. I like Dustin Johnson. I'm rooting for him. And this was historic.
So let me clarify one thing. I do watch San Diego. I think they're very exciting. When I don't watch the Nats, I watch a lot of other baseball. This did not feel historic to me.
Why not?
Because I didn't think that the tournament, there was not a contested tournament. And because I don't personally think Dustin Johnson is charismatic. But I'll tell you this.
What?
If I finished in second, if I was Harris English and I went minus 19 is going to win most weeks. If I'm Harris English, I may never get minus 19 again. And if I'm minus 19 and I'm
11
shy of the other guy, I'm pulling my hair out. That's unbelievable
to me. DJ is going to win one of the majors remaining.
Well, we'll see.
Either the U.S. Open
he's
or
only
the
got
Masters,
one.
He's going to win one of them.
Fine. He's got one to this point, which is why Brooks Koepka rips him. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Ravens cut ties with Earl Thomas. Where does he go from here?
And does it make sense that the Ohio State University is ranked second in today's preseason college football poll when they ain't even playing?
The mailbox did well. It stood up well. I'm happy with the mailbox.
Does it have altitude sickness,
Tracy,
for being up in your attic?
No, it's got a mask on, though.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 60th birthday, Cal Ripken Jr. Cal gets to celebrate his birthday with the good news that he has beaten prostate cancer, as he announced last week.
Good.
Cal is a true hometown hero in Baltimore. He was born and raised in Aberdeen, Maryland, about 30 miles up the great I-95 from Baltimore. His father, Cal Sr., was a coach and then the manager of the Orioles, so he got to manage Cal and his younger brother, Billy. Cal Ripken is the greatest shortstop in history of that franchise. He played all his 21 seasons for the Orioles. He was AL Rookie of the Year in 1982, AL MVP in 83 and 91. He was on their World Series champs in 83, and he played in 19 All-Star games on his way to Cooperstown. But what Cal is most known for is his consecutive game streak of 2,632 games. Nobody will ever break that. On a personal note, Wilbon and I were in Camden Yards the night Cal broke Lou Gehrig's record of 2,130 consecutive games. We were there with Shirley Povich, the great Washington Post sports writer who was in Yankee Stadium when Gehrig set the record. Of all the memories that we have as sports writers, that's right near the top.
Near the top, Tony. It might not be at the top, but it is near the top. Cal Ripken played in 2,302 games at shortstop. Is he the greatest shortstop, not just in Baltimore Orioles history, we know that, but in all of baseball history? I mean, you got guys like Jeter, Ozzy, Aparicio, Vizquel, A-Rod only played about half that many games at short. But do you have A-Rod atop the great, the pyramid, the shortstop pyramid? Do you have Cal Ripken at the top?
Cal at the top.
Just
absolutely
checking. I ain't gonna argue.
Happy anniversary,
that.
Jerry Rice. On this day, 14 years ago, the greatest receiver ever retired as a 49er after signing a one-day contract with his original team, where he played for 16 years. The contract was for $1,985,806.49, a set of numbers referring to the year that Rice was drafted, his uniform number, the year he retired, and the 49ers. The contract was purely ceremonial. No check was cashed. Mike Tyson, of all people, recently credited Rice for inspiring him to return to boxing when he saw what good shape Rice was in. Rice, soon to be 58, is 4 years older than Tyson. Rice holds all the meaningful receiving records, which are career yards and career touchdowns. He also holds the record for total touchdowns, and the 1,256 points Rice scored are more points than any non-kicker. The point to make here is that although we associate Rice exclusively with the 49ers, he wandered around a bit before retiring. 3 years in Oakland, one in Seattle. It helps explain what Montana, Favre, and now Tom Brady did.
I know it's blaspheme to you, but I'm going to make the case right now for Jerry Rice as the greatest player in football history. Not greatest receiver, greatest player, Tony.
Nope.
He's number
nope.
one
Brown.
In total touchdowns, 33. Only 33 ahead of Emmitt. He's
Jim
got
Brown.
41
Brown.
More touchdown
stop,
catches
stop, stop, stop,
than
stop.
Randy Moss. He's got 6,000 more yards than Fitz.
Hello.
These are Hall of Famers. In second place, Jim Brown does not
Jim
lap
Brown.
Walter Payton or Emmitt Smith. Jerry Rice
Jim
laps
Brown,
everybody else. I'm making
Jim Brown,
the case
stop,
for Jerry Rice
stop, no
as the
case,
greatest player
the trails,
of all time.
Earl Thomas, the former Legion of Boom standout safety, was cut yesterday by the Baltimore Ravens, who decided the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. Thomas threw a punch at fellow safety Chuck Clark at practice on Friday and was sent home. By Sunday, the Ravens had determined that Thomas, quote, personal conduct adversely affected the team, unquote. A year and a half ago, the Ravens signed the seven-time Pro Bowler to a huge four-year, $55 million free agent contract. Thomas had played 9 seasons in Seattle, a team as historically dependent on its defense as Baltimore. Already there is speculation that Dallas, San Francisco, and Houston may have interest in the fiery 31-year-old Thomas. The Ravens had had outsized defenders before, like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, Bart Scott, always made room for them. But when John Harbaugh was asked to go into depth about Thomas, he demurred in Belichickian style, saying only, we're good moving forward, all eyes ahead, unquote.
He's been trouble in their locker room, and at that position, when your speed goes, you go, Tony, away at that position as an elite player. And this looks like curtains, actually, for what was
one
was
update.
A great player.
76ers have already reportedly fired
told you, any
Brett
minute,
Brown, and
any
we go
minute
quick
now.
To the big finish.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Clemson number one, Ohio State number two in the AP Preseason College Football poll. You make sense to you?
Nothing about this college football season, if there is one, is going to make any sense. The Giants designated 37-year-old Hunter Pence for assignment. Does that mean it's over for him?
Great player for a long time, batting 096 right now. Bayern Munich shut out PSG to win the Champions League. Your thoughts?
You would have hated this game, Tony. One goal, the kind of game you rail against all the time. The Capitals fired head coach Todd Reirden. Whoa, justified?
Yeah, 2 first-round exits in 2 years in the playoffs. Last one, the Heat can sweep the Pacers tonight, will they?
Tony, I think the Pacers are going to get a game. I got the Heat in this series, but I don't think the Pacers are going out 4-0.
Out of time, trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Scotso, good luck tonight, baby.
He's like...
Wish him luck, Wilbon.